Your first great love story is free when you sign up for a free 30-day trial at audible.co.uk/wondery. That's audible.co.uk/wondery.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up, it's time to go. Zach and Miko's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laugh is waiting, don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach and Miko.
It's a Monday, and it's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach Miko, and I'm back, baby. That's right, I have returned from another mighty tour with Juggalo Championship Wrestling. Now, is this streaming live? No. Are we here? Yes. Unfortunately, we are having streaming issues. So it is about 12:30. I couldn't push the show back anymore because there are other shows that have to record here, but we thought we would get it in the can. Whenever it does play, it'll play. For those of you subscribed, we'll get it right to you. And thank you so much for being patient. I apologize that last week we did have a short episode. I had planned on doing some stuff on the road. However, I was getting 4 hours of sleep a night, and nobody was really in the mood to talk much. I apologize. I will do some long episodes coming up to make up for it. And today's episode is going to be a lot of fun. Why? Because I'm joined by two great people. Our good friend, no podcast, I guess, but hey, you know what? Handsome, funny, and supportive. It's our friend Damian Speranza. How you doing, bub?
Good, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being here. And next to him from the I Feel Fat Today podcast, it's our friend Kelly Taylor. How are you?
I'm so good. Thanks for having me.
Thank you guys so much for being here. I really appreciate it. I have been part of a whirlwind in the world of pro wrestling. It means nothing to either of you two, but I'm very excited because now I work for a man named Vince Russo.
Hell yeah.
It means nothing to you guys.
No, I feel bad.
But I do like wrestling, so I mean that's...
Vince Russo is who wrote the Attitude Era.
Oh, okay. See, now
and then he fucked over WWE and went to WCW and made himself the champion. He's the most... You ever heard when somebody's called polarizing? That's just a nice way of saying jerk off.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The most polarizing figure in the world of wrestling has become the investor and on-screen authority figure here in my company. And boy, it's been fun.
Oh, I'm sure. I mean, I don't blame him for going to WCW. Everybody chased the money there.
Well, this has been pretty goddamn fun. It is a new world. And I got to hear some of my favorite wrestling podcasts complain about me. And I really feel like I'm part of it. I'm
wow.
fucking pumped.
That's
but
awesome.
Let's knock plugs out of the way. Damian, what do you want people to check out, my friend?
Check out my website, DamianSperanza.com. I got all my shows on there. Next week at the Comedy Festival, New York Comedy Festival, November 12th, I'll be at the Stand. Doing comedy for a good cause. We're going to be raising money for Tunnel Towers, which is a 9/11 thing. Lineup is crazy. Mark Norman, Jim Florentine, Vecchione. I mean, crazy lineup. So, you know, get tickets to come to that. That's a big one.
Very, very cool. Kelly?
Check out my podcast, I Feel Fat Today, on YouTube and anywhere you listen to podcasts. Episodes come out every Friday. And hit me up on Instagram. Hello, this is Kelly. I'd love to do your show.
Fantastic. Hey, guys, you can find me on Instagram at Zach Is Not Funny. All my dates on punchup.live/Zach Amico. And most importantly, I'll be at Skankfest. So thank you so much. And if you love the show, and we know you do, go to GasDigital.com today. Use my promo code ZOO, and you get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get the live chat. You get the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital shows. And most importantly, you get the Friday bonus episode. Yeah, that's right. We do 3 of these a week. But if you want that Friday show, you got to subscribe. And you save a little money off your subscription. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and for being patient with me while I was on the road. 98% of you were the fucking best. And the 2% of you that are a little mean, I get it. It's cool. I'm just glad you watched the show. Thank you. Shannon, I can't remember if I sent this to you or not, but we do have to celebrate. One of our favorite people on the show is a dad again. And I want to congratulate
the great Kelsey Grammer.
Had a baby?
His eighth child.
God.
Isn't he 80?
Shannon, give us the stats. Kelsey Grammer knocking up his new bitch again. This guy can't stop.
He sucks.
Dude.
This guy can't
he really
stop
can't.
Fucking.
No.
I don't care about that part, but why do you want to have a baby?
I know.
Like, I'm 43. I don't want another one.
He is... It's just these old guys. You got your De Niro's.
Yeah.
You got Pacino. Like, they're just you
know, dumping it.
They just... Baldwin.
Yeah.
These guys, they're something. It must make them feel alive to know that they can still just fucking ruin ladies' lives.
Yeah. One of my favorite things about Kelsey Grammer was, I forget what year it was, but it was the first season of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And he was married to Camille Grammer. I don't remember her, you know, maiden name. But he was like, yeah, go do this little show in Beverly Hills. I'm going to go do Broadway in New York. And it was also that she was distracted in California while he, like, bangs his mistress in New York and has
Didn't
a whole
she
life.
Get kicked out of her own place?
Yes.
And
yeah.
She's like, I'm Mrs. Grammer. They're like, no, you're not. Like, there was another woman that the building knew as his wife.
That's balls.
Dude, that is. On TV. On
that is.
Camera.
That is.
On
wild.
A reality show. I go, who's going to see this? I'm Frasier, bitch.
Yeah. This is why when people talk shit about reality television, I'm like, you have no idea what you're missing out on. Like, it was the best.
I will say, Mrs. Amico, big Housewives fan.
No.
Her, I try to do at least one present every time I'm on tour.
Right.
And this tour's present was a mug with all the mug shots of the housewives who've been arrested.
You're the best.
That's genius.
Yeah.
Sabrina That's Piper genius. Had it on Instagram, and Dude. I immediately poached it and said, where did you get that? I'm buying it right now.
Yep.
I don't know if I would do it. Like, I don't know if someone came to me to do a reality TV show. I was like, hey, we want you. I don't know.
I know. I dream about it. But then I think how I am with my actual friends. And I'm not really like, if someone tells me a piece of information, I don't run to my other friend to tell them. And you have to do that on reality TV.
Yeah, you've got to be the biggest, like, asshole.
Yeah.
To get the...
As someone who has worked in that world and seen very much how the sausage is made, it's... enragingly set up.
I know.
Yeah,
I know.
Everything
it's
is
very produced.
Yeah,
and the women
like,
know.
But then the fights are pretty like.
Yeah, because you.
I've
do
seen
get
a
mad.
Lot of raw footage in my day, and it's pretty. Like I've seen the shit that they can't air for legal. I've really seen.
I know. I want like the Girls Gone Wild Real Housewives edition.
Oh, dude, the shit! I guarantee you, because a lot of what, especially the ladies get. In later seasons, what I've noticed in shows I've worked on, they get a lawyer to include that they get to see the episodes and approve everything. So however bad you think they look,
it could have been worse.
They cut some gnarly shit.
Well, you know, I mean, first of all, there's security in all those sets, right?
Yeah, right.
So, like, you know when the fight is happening, somebody is there, like, waiting. Hold on, don't. Okay, now break it up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So they're letting it go a little bit. Before they sent, so it's all like calculated in some way. It's like, oh, her titty came out, now go. Like, get her, you know.
Yeah, but the unfettered access to alcohol will always give you a good show.
That's the other thing, I don't drink, so I'd be boring on all of these reality shows because I don't get like fucked up and then make poor decisions. I just do it sober.
On tape.
So, yeah.
There's been a few, I shit I've witnessed just work, when I, that was one of my old jobs, I worked on a show. That we do not mention out of somebody signed an NDA. Doodar.
What's it rhyme with?
You would know what it was. And the amount of shit that got cut that me and my friends quote to this day. my favorite. I'll try and be as vague as possible.
Well, here we go.
I worked on a show with a bunch of girls that had a bunch of kids.
Okay,
that's all you got to know.
Okay. Yep. Okay, all right, gotcha.
And we all had opinions. I was so mean. I was just talking so much shit.
No, it's shocking.
And this one girl, one of her sons was just, I'm not saying I think the kid's gay, but I'm saying he's auditioning for the part of a gay man every time he speaks. And this fucking cute kid, like, nice, really sweet, in a world of little monsters. He was the sweetest kid on the show.
Okay.
But she very sure, and the baby daddy definitely were aware of what might be coming down the pike. And I don't think either of them were thrilled about it. And there was a time where this girl had like a new house every fucking year because they're great at spending money.
Nice.
And her son was designing his own bathroom in the house, her like 8-year-old, 10-year-old, whatever.
All right.
And he was going through tile samples.
Oh, God.
And she had a friend that was doing the fake conversation with her. And she's talking about it. And the friend's like, oh, maybe he'll grow up to be an interior designer. And she's like, or a construction worker.
Yeah, a foreman.
Yeah. Right.
So there, what all those shows have, Kelly, is what I refer to as the designated expositional fat friend.
Yes, yes.
So every girl on every reality show has a girl who's their friend who is usually a little chubby.
All right.
And it is her job to be the conduit between that girl and whatever the producers want discussed.
Yeah, and she's just happy to be there.
And she's just a fucking leech.
Yeah.
Of course.
And they trade them out once every 2 years because they either get hot with their money.
Yep.
Right.
And they don't want to be on camera with someone hot.
Right.
Or they, a lot of times, they start selling secrets to the blogs and shit.
Yeah.
Or they're like, I have another friend and it's this girl who has a podcast about the show.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to hang out with her all the time and accidentally leak information. And yeah, those girls are the fucking monsters. Those are the leech monsters.
Right.
And they'll always be, this is my stylist. They're like, this is my this. And it's just some fucking lady.
Well, I will say for reality TV, I don't know if it's, I should say, embarrassingly hooked on Bailing Out Loud.
Okay.
The girl with the Tourette's.
We've discussed.
I mean, first of all, she's hot.
Yes.
I mean, bombs. But like.
Tap that wiener. Tap that wiener. Oh,
yeah. I mean, it's.
Oh, hell no. It's John Cena.
She is fantastic. And I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at the whole thing. Right. It documents her journey.
Yeah.
But it's fucking hilarious.
No, yeah. That's
and
a
she's
good
got
one.
Like a jack dad who works for the government. It's like a super mystery of like what he actually does for the government. And I'm pretty sure her boyfriend's a closet case because his shorts are way too short and tight. But
her family's in on it. Her family knows it's funny, though. Like, I feel like they're, other than the airport.
When she screamed, I have a gun?
Yeah, when she couldn't stop screaming, I have a gun.
That was my favorite moment. I was like, she's going to get tased and it's going to get worse.
That's going to fix her.
The brain is going normal.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, she's hot.
She's fucking, she has a good sense of humor. Like, the fun, like, when she's like trying to like make eggs and shit and she can't help but like smash them and shit. Yeah.
But she's also getting rich. It's kind of hard to have a bad sense of humor about something that's making you a lot of money.
She was on Sam Roberts and he took his hat off. She kept going, you're bald.
Yeah.
Bald bitch.
Yeah.
Part of me is like, you know, she has to know she just has carte blanche to say. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
To get mad at somebody and say a slur.
100%.
Well, that's another, I've thought about this. They don't really ever drop N-bombs, do they?
I bet you there is one.
Oh, I'm sure they are.
They just don't make it on the TV.
That's on the cutting room floor.
Yeah.
That's one of those ones you were hearing, that you were talking about. Yeah. It's like, we're never going to see the light of day, but it's
there has to be that, like, has just to. With, because I feel like they have intrusive thoughts, and they have to enact intrusive thoughts.
Yeah, 100%.
And, like, I have to keep that one in.
Well, that's
I can't imagine having Tourette's.
The self-control of, like, having to not say the one thing you know you're supposed to not say. It's like, I know I want to say it.
I've always wondered if a person with Tourette's was raised in almost like an experimental way where they never heard curses, if they would interpret certain words as bad words, or they would make their own bad words.
Yeah, like an Amish person with Tourette's, like what they're actually saying.
Yeah, fiddlesticks.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, she's not, and she's so cute, it doesn't matter.
She's pregnant now, I think.
Good for her. Gone there. Good for her.
Oh my God, that labor is going to be intense.
I also think they lied.
And loud.
Because they asked the boyfriend, like, I can't believe I'm getting this in depth on fucking trash reality TV. They asked the boyfriend, like, does she have tics during sex? And he's just like, no, nothing. I'm like, you're not that amazing. You're not curing her Tourette's for the 7 minutes you're inside her. She's going to say some wild shit, and you just don't want to admit it.
Oh, yeah.
There's no way.
By the way, it says that she, at least she's claiming she is not pregnant, that she involuntarily said I'm pregnant, but she's saying she is not pregnant.
Oh, she did it on the show in front of his parents, right?
Oh, I don't know. I just remember. I forgot.
On the show in front of his parents, yelled, "I'm pregnant," and she wasn't. But okay. I think she was having a tick.
Oh. All right. Well, again, thanks, Shannon.
You just blame it on that.
Yeah, of course. I would. I'd imagine taking her to the right neighborhood, you could really get some fucking.
Yeah, I just had a wrong thought that I'm not going to joke. I don't know if I can say the words.
It was like a deadline, 2020. What would you do? Just put her like.
Oh yeah.
Could you intervene? This white woman screaming slurs.
Yeah. Now, today's about Caitlin and Compton.
It's like what the hell was it? The Bruce Willis movie.
Die Hard.
Die Hard. Where he's wearing the sign.
Artie Fuqua's in that scene.
Is he?
Oh my god, that's
Artie
so funny.
Fuqua's one of the black guys on the stoop.
A wild boy.
Yeah.
Artie Fuqua's a wild boy. He had his.
He's everywhere.
He had his. Was it like Louis Vuitton or Gucci little pit like fanny thing that he carries around? Showed me one day what was in there. I was like, you can hurt some people. Like, you really got.
That's why he has it.
Yeah, I know, but it's like pulling it out of a Gucci bag. It seems a little bit much, you know?
Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Mando. Don't let two giant pit stains ruin your moves at the company Christmas party. Just Mando. Mando is a whole body deodorant that gets the job done, made with mandelic acid. This stuff blocks odor before it even starts. In fact, Mando controls sweat and odor for 72 hours. And after just 12 hours, underarm sweat was reduced by a whopping 92%. I love Mando. I love the spray-on deodorant. I love everything they send me. I use it all the time. And in fact, I've bought it for my uncle, my dad, a bunch of people in my life. You can try all of their awesome scents like bourbon, leather, and pro sport to smell incredible all day long. Mando's starter pack is perfect for new customers or to secure some last-minute stocking stuffers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, and two free products of your choice like the mini body wash, love it, and deodorant wipes, super love it, and free shipping. As a special offer for my Morning Zoo fans, new customers get 20% off site-wide with the exclusive code. Use it. Use that code ZOO, Z-O-O, at shopmando.com for 20% off site-wide plus free shipping. shopmando.com, promo code ZOO. Support the show. Tell them we sent you. Don't let the meat sweats get you this holiday season. Your family and friends will thank you. Let's get back into the show. Shannon, do you have the stats on Mr. Grammer?
Yeah, so he is 70, mm-hmm. and this is his eighth child. And then...
How old's the partner?
Hold on. I just opened up a whole bunch of other things. One second, sorry. Okay. I believe... Oh, nope, that's his child's age. One second.
I think she's 12. That's crazy.
I thought it was 37, but I lost it. Hold on one second.
I mean, even she's a little old, to be honest.
Yeah, that's wild. If he goes another 10 years without having a kid, he's going to have one every decade he's been around.
Yeah.
She's 46 years old.
Damn.
And this is his fourth child with this wife.
Okay.
They must have tried then.
Yeah.
Science had to intervene.
I would assume so.
You know, I don't want that to be true, but
yeah,
it is the case.
Wow. That's good. Hey, if there's anything we love on this show, it is respect and admiration for Kelsey Grammer.
I mean,
hero.
She must be mentally ill. What are you doing at 47 having a child?
She has to basically just sitting on top and doing all the work at that point. Like, he's not doing anything.
No,
he's
but I mean,
there.
just waking up and having a newborn. Like, I can't imagine.
No. That's
well, I'd imagine they're at a point financially.
Oh,
where,
true. That someone else is raising the child. I forgot. I did forget we're talking
Some
about Kelsey
little
Grammer.
Latino woman is just
Frasier
there.
Fame.
He's got Frasier and Cheers money.
Yes. Yes.
And
yes.
X-Men money.
Yeah.
And
but
Broadway.
All these Broadway wives money. Are... All these ex-wives have to be draining him, no?
They look yeah.
They look related. You know? They kind of look alike a little bit.
Oh, she's pretty.
And yeah, but yes. My Mrs. Amico, also not a fan of Mr. Grammer after the way he treated his lady on reality TV.
Yeah. He sucks.
I don't know, but that's also like... There's a 50-50 shot. All that shit happened off camera. And it was recreated.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, sure. True. But I like Camille's attitude on the first season was so uppity. She really thought she was so better, so much better than everybody. And then, you know, towards the end of the season, it all started to kind of, it actually happened in between seasons where a lot of stuff went down, and she came back just completely humbled and like a broken woman.
And that's TV.
That's television. That's Bravo, TV. Baby.
That's exactly what I want.
Yeah.
I watch, Shannon and I are obsessed with Traitors, so.
Oh, so good.
That's our.
Yeah.
And they're doing auditions, right, Shannon?
I thought that they started filming that already.
No, they did. The one with civilians?
Let me double check. Because didn't it start out that it was kind of a mixture between civilians and celebrities?
Yeah, but I feel like now there's going to be a season that's all civilians again.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know the show either.
It's bad. Just the game Mafia in a mansion.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's, yeah, and then there's tasks, and there's people that are actively working against. So people are trying to steal all the money at the end.
Gotcha.
Yes, it looks like they started casting in August, yeah, for the civilian cast.
I would have no
boring.
Oh no, I don't know. They might. I would like to see interest if they set it up right, because there's been a few. Like I didn't know who any of the British people were.
That's true.
Like they didn't occur to me.
I think I would enjoy it.
Yeah,
I would enjoy it. I think television is always better, especially for reality, when it's not like people who are trying to be influencers or, you know, people that have done Survivor or something that, you know, build a career off of that.
Just I found out the other day my wife is attracted to Boston Rob.
Oh, I mean, what woman? How old is she? She has to be 30-something?
She's my age. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Like,
really?
Because we watched when we were, like, in going through puberty, like, young, hot Boston Rob. So,
and you
like,
watched him age and...
Yes, like a fine wine.
Shannon?
He's not my thing.
I don't even know what he looks like.
I'm gonna bring him up.
We'll see if Damien wants to talk about
him. I'm trying to find an older version of him.
I'm so bad at TV.
I mean, young Boston Rob was a honey.
What show was he on?
Survivor.
Oh. That's him?
Look at that guy.
He just looks like a landscaper.
He also was like demonic on the show, which makes him like hotter.
Oh, was he very...
He's like an insane competitor.
Oh, so it's the bad boy thing?
He's a bad boy. Oh. And now he's like a girl dad, so it's like, you know.
Shannon, is that your type right there?
No, I didn't have the same attraction, but I also didn't like watch Survivor, so maybe it's different for me. But I didn't dislike him on Traitors. I just didn't want to like bang him.
Yeah, my chick like him. And dude, my wife came out one the other day, somebody that she thought was attractive, and I wanted to turn around and be like,
I've never wanted to hit you before.
No, I wanted to be like, should I just leave? Because if that's who you find attractive, like, there is no way. She told me she thought Bad Bunny was handsome.
Oh. I mean, objectively. But,
okay, I'm going to defend your wife here. You can't appreciate different people being attractive?
No, I do, you know but I mean? If so, that's, like, I feel like that's such another end of the pendulum.
Yeah, but I mean.
So no one ethnic.
No.
You're just mad he was brown. That's all that was.
And it's one of those things where it's like, it doesn't have to just be a picture. Like, it's swag, you know? It's his whole, but like, I don't give an F attitude.
For me, like, I know what's coming my way. If a girl's like, Action Bronson, I'm like, I got a Shotsky. But Bad Bunny, that's like, that's fucking nuts.
I hear you.
Or you could take it as a compliment that that's what she's into, but you were so charming.
Yeah, I really did charm my way into that one.
You know, you wore it down.
Cat pictures.
Yep.
Cat pictures.
Whatever works, man.
Baltica and Disco Fries. That's what got me that one.
Oh, Disco Fries.
I love Disco Fries.
So good. I actually been watching, I forgot I watched this the other day. I was on a binge about, you talking about different kinds of reality shows. Yeah. What's that one? Special Forces, where the celebrities are going through like special force training. I love it so much because they're not used to being disrespected because they're celebrities.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these drill sergeants are like, shut the fuck up. Don't look at me. Like, and you just see all of them fighting back this rage. But they can't do anything because these guys are trained killers.
Yeah.
So they just have to sit there and take it. And I went to high school with Jussie Smollett. So
no way.
Seeing him on there was weird. A little wild.
Defend yourself better, boy. This isn't a subway at 4 a.m. This is happening. Just put on 2 MAGA hats. I don't have it in me. I would walk away.
To do that?
To even get yelled at by a drill sergeant, I would be like, it would be one of those things. Where I'd be like, yeah, well, no, but I'd be crying.
Mm.
Like, I don't have it. I
had to go through the fire academy. Mm-hmm. And in the fire academy, that's what they do. They yell at you for no reason to kind of, like, test you. and one guy called me a bitch. And I dropped my pack, and I was going to go fight him. But luckily, there was this guy. I shout out Pete Morado, Bridgeport Fire Department. Guy was a power lifter back in the day. Literally, as I'm beelining for this other guy, Pete picks me up. My feet are like off the ground like this, and he turned me around, held me in front of him, goes, it's not worth losing a 20-year career. Just fucking go. And like wouldn't let me get to that.
Yeah.
I've never been treated like a child before. Like he lifted me up, feet dangling, told me three words, and I just was like, all right, I'm out.
It's yeah, I'm not tough. Son. I can't fight, but... If you yell in my face like that,
I'm going to try.
I'm going to be like, you're a jerk.
No, the people pleaser in me is like, don't be mad at me. I would just feel bad that everyone was mad at me.
I would probably, if I know me, I would be such a cunt about it that I would probably try to start breaking him down mentally. I mean, like, how bad is your, what happens at your house that you have to come here and be like this?
Yeah. That's a worse assault to me than fighting.
Like, I would really probably get cruel.
Yeah.
And then get my ass like just beat the shit out. Like
see?
I would get
I would rather fight destroyed. Lewis than deal with you because you'd have me in the corner and be like, he's right, I didn't have a dad.
mental warfare. Yep.
Like I shouldn't be a father. He's right. What's happening right now?
Like it's funny, being around the wrestlers on these tours. It's so weird how drunk dudes see it as a challenge to, like, walk up to... Some of the guys I'm in these cars with are fucking enormous.
Yeah.
And they've got cardio, like... What people don't realize, like, these guys have fucking cardio.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they're...
They can go.
They can go.
Right.
Even if they're not trained fighters or whatever... They're big and they're strong and they've got wind. And there's a bunch of us.
Yeah.
We were getting in our van in Denver. And there's like, we're in an alleyway behind the venue. And these drunk dudes in Broncos jerseys try to get in the van as we're loading in. And they're like, where are we going? And I'm like, oh, guys, hey, we're in a rush, but you guys have a great night. We got to get to the next stop. And like, oh, you guys are the wrestlers? We got to wrestle. We're going to wrestle? And like, oh, hey, man, yeah, but we gotta get out of here. Thank you so much. And I closed the van door on them. And they started, fuck you. We'll fucking fight you guys. Trying to punch the windows in and shit. Jesus. All because I said, please don't get in our van.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And then, look, I mean, there was a very large man outside the van who bitched them all out.
Of course.
But it was just such an insane, like, I don't get the, I see, and like, I'm a big guy. I don't see another big guy, and my brain goes, obviously, we need to fight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Like, I'd have no chance. There's none of that. That doesn't live in me, so I just don't get it.
Right. Yeah, the whole alpha thing, like, I don't know. Like, I've been in fights, but I don't ever look for them for that same reason. It's just not the instinct of, like, to go challenge somebody and pick a fight.
And I also, I can't believe the amount of people that try and get in the ring.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Every tour I'm on, somebody gets drunk and tries to roll and then gets surprised.
Yeah, it's just
when they get their head kicked in and arrested.
Yeah.
And they're like, I didn't do anything. It's like, yeah. Because we have a rule on this show, don't go behind the counter. And that's for, like, any video of, like, a fast food place.
Oh,
if you're starting shit,
course.
If you get behind the or a bodega.
Yeah, you're wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If
yeah,
you get behind you. The counter, I am of the opinion anything that happens to you
is your fault.
Yeah.
Sans a child or
right.
mentally disabled person who's not being malicious.
Yeah. Right. Not a drunk asshole, I get you.
But if you're in an argument with somebody and then you get behind the counter, now you have entered private space.
Mm-hmm.
And whether they pick up a pipe or they have a gun or a knife.
Yeah, get off my lawn.
You have now entered their space.
Yeah.
And the amount of people that see wrestling hop the barricade and go, I'm just going to roll in the ring and have some sillies.
I don't know. It's like they want to, it's like the alcohol gets them uninhibited so they can just like, I want to perform. Like, I want to get on stage. It's like someone putting their foot on stage in the audience, you know?
So the video of the guy hitting the guitar comic, just fucking destroying the guy that tries to get on stage with him and the crowd turns on him?
Yep.
There's a guitar comic on stage, and a guy tries to fight him. He gets on stage, and he just takes off the guitar and knocks this guy's dick in the dirt.
Oh, probably felt so good to do that.
And the whole crowd gets shocked. And they're like, you didn't have to hit him.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Like, yeah, I fucking.
People suck.
I'm of the opinion we live in a post-Dimebag Darrell world where if anybody's getting on the stage, murk them.
Yeah.
Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by our great friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Friends, having a nice cigar in the house is the same as having a good bottle of wine, some fine cheese. It makes you look like a classy individual. And I, for one, am not, but I like to pretend. And my good friends at Small Batch Cigar have got us covered. They have free shipping on every order, with almost every order arriving within 2 to 3 days in the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry, with that Bovita pack included in every purchase. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you get 5% rewards points instantly with your purchase. So go on over to smallbatchcigar.com today. Most people click the new button first to shop their newest arrivals. And if you use our discount code GAS10, GAS10, you get 10% off plus those 5% rewards points. Smallbatchcigar.com. Simple, fast, small batch. Let's get back into the show.
But that,
this is it.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess if you were gay, you'd be in Oklahoma. Kind of like this guy. No, really, don't mess with me, because I don't come down to the bus station and slap the dick out of your mouth when you're working, do I?
Very, very, very shitty stock line.
Yeah. But it is worse said with a guitar, though. Oh!
He got on stage.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. The guy fucking came at me. What do you think, folks?
No.
Okay, show.
That was unnecessary.
We should just go in the crowd, start hitting more people.
Yeah. Give me my next guitar.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Also to be insulted by a guy with a harmonica around his neck while playing. I mean, it's all just emasculating.
But yeah, I've watched a few people like rolling their end. I watched one girl do it, and they couldn't. They were very gentle with her.
Yeah.
But a few times I watch guys do it now, and the second your head goes under the rope, if they see you coming, it's just soccer kicks.
Yeah, it's game over.
And God, it's the best.
But I don't know. I think there is something to this whole, because I feel like any spectator sport activity has that, right? Where like people will streak the soccer field, the baseball fields. Like,
yeah.
It's like, oh, we're not supposed to be there, but I'm going to be the one to get in there. The difference is when they do it on like the, you know, soccer or whatever, football, it's usually security that'll handle it.
Yeah.
But with what you're talking about, it's like these jacked guys are like, oh, I don't need security. I'm just going to ruin
what I always say, because we had a security guard to get mad at the one, one of the events, because I was screaming at him, get this fucking guy out of here. And they're like, that's not our job. And I was like, obviously it is your, I don't care that there's a guy in the ring. I am very comfortable knowing that the people in there can deal with this.
Right.
I don't know what that guy has on him.
Yeah.
Fair.
That's why I'm very much a proponent of knock him out, then we'll find out what he has on him.
Yeah.
Because, like, now if he has a blade, if he has something, that's a very different story. And I more and more realize a lot more people have weapons than I realize.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is common practice for a lot of people to have stuff these days, because they, rather than like learn how to fight, they're just like, well, I'll just have a weapon. And that'll be the, you know, the equalizer in the situation.
I did a show in some middle of nowhere, and I'm sitting at it was a dive bar, and the feature started making a joke about where they were, and he's like, oh, I bet you guys all have guns, and everyone went, yep, and they all the whole bar took out guns.
I'm out. I'm stuck.
And then I got to do 40, and I'm like, sweet, they're armed,
dude.
And dude, I swear to you, in the front row was a black guy in a kilt with a leg harness or whatever. He had a full, like, rifle down his leg.
Just
sure in
case.
Sure that wasn't his dick?
What?
You sure that wasn't his dick?
I made that joke. Trust me.
So I did a show in Memphis. The club, I don't even think it's open anymore. Chuckles in Memphis. And I was hosting for a comic. And I just was trying to do crowd work, and I spoke to this guy in front. There was like a couple, and I go, how long have you guys been together? And the guy leaned back, lifted his shirt, just showed me his gun. Didn't answer the question. And I was like, we don't have to talk anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, I'm good. We can just move on.
Yeah, I immediately want to make that guy my friend because I'm so scared. It's a matter of self-preservation.
It is a crazy thing to be like, well, honey, we're going to the comedy show tonight.
Might as well stay strapped.
What gun should I bring?
Yeah.
You know,
it's my walking
in case
around
someone
gun.
Talks to me.
In case someone asks a harmless question. How do I not answer it?
Sir, you must not be on social media. This is how this goes.
Yeah.
And I will say that town where everyone was armed, probably correct. Because that was a dump.
Well, Memphis, too.
Like, it was. I remember the hotel I was at. I was woken up by gunshots twice.
What you remember the name of the town?
We were somewhere in Illinois. But it was a... I remember that, and I remember... most of my stories revolve around my Uber Eats experience for that town.
Okay.
And I remember I ordered food. It took fucking forever. And there were two, not that this matters, just for description's sake, two black guys in the front, both in the front seat of the car. I ordered in my hotel. They didn't even take it in the lobby. They sat in the car. I had to come out. They handed me my food through the window of the car. And then went, yo, big man, you got a cigarette? And I went, nah. And they went, fuck you, and drove away. And I was like, what poor customer service. And I mentioned it to the feature. And he's like, you ordered Uber Eats here? I go, yeah. He goes, oh, no. Drug dealers do Uber Eats here so that they don't get pulled over for being black guys in a nice car. So they'll pick up your food and just take it on a trip.
Nice.
While they make their deliveries.
Brilliant.
And then eventually when they get close to you, you get your food, and then they'll pick up another order. That way, if they get pulled over, they're just doing Uber Eats.
Mm, pressure so makes a diamond. Yeah. That's innovation.
It's just a win that you got your food. Like,
yeah.
Got there.
It was just
small miracles.
That just happened to be near where somebody was buying drugs.
It's amazing where we'll all go to perform. Like, it's just, it's like even that Chuckles Club, they had a second one in Jackson, Mississippi. And I did that one. And I remember asking the door guy, I was like, hey, what's there to do like after the show? And he's like, nothing. Go back to your room. There were six people shot across the street last night. I was like, all right. But like, you put a comedy club in the middle of this.
Yeah.
It's just awful. It's like, I don't want to be here. I want to make it out.
What was the fucking, but we did that fucking club in Yonkers. Fucking
Yeah. With the guy I'm pretty sure was washing money through the comedy club.
It's a beautiful giant club.
It was. Well, the bar was big.
No, the bar is huge.
But the club was...
and there's no one there.
Yeah.
There's no humans in attendance. I've never seen anyone say, pack show.
Yeah.
They're just fleecing people. They charge you like, automatic coat check fee.
Yep. That was great.
There was five people in a 40-person room. I'm like, I think they can just put their coat on the chair next to them.
Yeah.
Nope, fuck it. A mandatory coat check, all this shit. They wouldn't give me a drink at the bar. They charged me for my fucking Angry Orchard.
$12.
And it was just far enough that it wasn't worth going back and forth. So I found a motel, and Lewis dropped me off there. It looked like there had been an art department working on creepy ghetto motel for a month.
Nice.
Like, you know, like the letters were out in motel.
Yeah.
The no, like, flashed.
Yep.
In no vacancy. And when I Googled the motel, this is the cheapest one I could find. Right. I buy it immediately. I Google it to try and find where, like, what it's near. And it's the first thing is three drug dealers shot in police sting. And, dude, nice. When I got there, I'm telling you, first of all, whenever you check into a motel, and one dog barks, and then all the other dogs in the motel start barking at it, you know you fucked up.
Right.
And what I tell you, these guys played music loud till 9 in the morning. I mean, this was such a, we're going to buy a room here and sell crack out of it all night hotel.
Yeah. Right.
Damn, it was a good deal, though.
Yeah. You could just pay for 6 hours of sleep.
Yeah, that's what I do. And I always need to treat myself, and then I see the deal. And like, I like money.
Treat yourself.
I always say I'm going to get a better spot.
Yeah.
And then I always fucking do it.
Yeah.
I'm just such a fucking miser.
You go into it, like, I'm going to stay somewhere where the door does not face the parking lot. Like, that's my goal. And then you're like, no, I'm not. I'm going to stay here.
Yeah, because I just want to break even.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. Every time.
Oh, God. Yeah, that would piss me off.
I if I'm by myself, I could justify it. The only time I won't, if I'm with my wife, we have to stay somewhere decent.
Yeah. Because her comfort is more important than yours. That's fair.
I do this every fucking other week.
Right.
I don't care.
Right.
Like, she doesn't get to, like, travel and do shit. Like,
right.
That's nice.
So that's when I have to spend. That's when I really spend money.
And that is why she's with you and not Bad Bunny.
I bet he spends money.
He's a selfish. No, he's a selfish.
He's a bad bunny. He's not named Good Bunny. All right. Let's get to a story or two. Shannon, I don't remember saying this. What is this cat and rat thing? Oh, is it the guy in the wheelchair?
Yeah.
Oh, you guys, I saw this fucking just cracked me up.
I wasn't sure how to describe it to you.
Yeah, so we're on this. We love animal videos here on the zoo. And I just wanted to show this to people because it really made me laugh today.
Oh. Why is he screaming like a woman?
What is because
he's had a rat in his mouth.
No, I get the rat, but where'd the bass in his voice go? Just because the rat is there, he lost all testosterone?
Have you ever had a rat on you?
No, not a rat. Mice. I found a mouse nest I had to get rid of, and that was startling, but I didn't get a high-pitched scream out of it.
Oh, well, I think I definitely... My cat Gus, a few years ago, because he plays with little, like, furry mice.
Right.
And that's his favorite. He plays fetch all day.
Mm-hmm.
And he has like 100 of them.
Oh.
But one day, my wife wasn't home, so obviously shit with the door open. And I just see him running at me. It's like the way Kramer runs with soup. Like, he can't halt. And he's running at me. I go, oh, you got a mouse. And then I'm like, when did we buy you a realistic rubber mouse? And then I realize, oh, he's got a dead mouse.
Yep.
And I slam the door closed. And I'm like, phew. And then I just feel he pushed it under the door onto my foot. And I let out that noise that man did.
They're so proud.
He was so proud. And then I found out my body's reaction to mouse on foot is shit violently. So thank God I was already on the toilet.
In position.
Are you a cat person?
Oh, am I? My cat just passed.
All right,
bring down the show. All right,
yeah.
You could have just said yes. Well, you're a cat person.
Well, I have to, in honor of Babastus. I mean, he was such a good mouser. Like, no issues with mice in my apartment, which had issues before. And you got to get a street cat. Like, you got to get it. He was from Patterson, and he lived in a hoarding situation.
By the way, this is also Lewis's backstory.
Yeah, yeah. So Lewis died.
Yeah.
And, but the jubilation they feel when they
need to share it. Yeah,
a mouse.
We've had two mice in 7 years in this apartment, and he has gotten them both within the day.
Yeah, and like, but
and by the way, the street outside my apartment at nighttime when garbage is out, I would say there's like 40 rats going at all times.
Yeah.
Tell me again why people want to live in New York.
And dude, none of them making it up to us.
No.
He is just fucking, he's a fucking, and I'm sure there's ones I'll never find.
Yeah.
That he is eliminated on his own.
Yeah.
But yeah, they want you to see when they get one.
Do they eat them or they just kind of kill them and leave them?
But Babastus would taunt them.
Yeah.
He would like put his paw on their head and like kind of suffocate it and then like let it go and bring it back to life. Like, Like a serial killer.
You have a sadistic cat.
Yeah.
All right.
Oh, no, a lot of my roommate's cat, Loomis, would bat him around.
Bat him around.
Just fucking beat the shit out of him.
Shannon, don't you have cats? Do your cats do this too?
I'm scared to jinx this. I haven't had an experience with mice, really. But they do play fetch. But they don't. There's nothing to kill, really. Thankfully.
They're little killers, dude. I had... Gus has been a killer since day one because he was a street cat. And I am a proponent of the cat selection system that you don't go shopping for cats. A cat will find you when it is time.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or will find someone in your life and they will say, hey, do you need a cat? Ooh. Cats are, when people buy a cat, I'm like, you know, cats don't call. That's like,
crazy to spend any amount of money
cats
on
cats. Unless you need a kitten or you're like, I want something that looks just like this cat.
Right.
Cats are free. They're everywhere. And all my cats have been just street boys. And, when he had moved in, when we first got him, I had a taxidermy bat on my wall. And every day I would see him just
staring at it.
I'm gonna kill this motherfucker. And one day he knocked it off the wall. He gutted it and ate its face.
Good boy.
Am I the only one disturbed by this? You guys are like no, all dude, giggling and laughing, and I'm like, this is
dude, I
awful.
Leave. I leave videos on for the cat when we leave.
Yep.
Like if we're gonna be gone for a day, we'll leave like a 14-hour YouTube loop of like birds or squirrels and shit. And every once in a while, I'll see him, and like, there's a red bird that he hates. There's a red bird in these videos, and I've seen him like hear it and be like, "That fucking red bird," and then he'll look behind the TV to see if it's back there because he doesn't quite get the TV yet.
Right.
But yeah, dude, they're fucking little monsters. They're little assassins.
Yeah, I have a dog and a cat, and Finny, my dog, would try to mess with Bubastis, and he just had this like cool, quiet confidence about him where it's just like, oh my god, like if Bubastis really wanted to, he could like gouge Finny's buggy eyes out, you know, like this, they're sinister.
Doesn't Silva want
to yes, he needs to be Rat Czar.
He
really does, because he has a plan of putting feral cat colonies at the end of blocks to, you know, keep the rats at bay.
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. That's awesome.
Because Trump was shitting on him for liking cats. And, you know, I'm fine with T-Bird most of the time. I'm not a fan, but I get it. I get why 50... I'm not the guy that's going to be mad. I go, hey, it's not my thing, but 50% of the people agree with this guy.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want you shitting on cats, man.
Nope.
There's no reason for it. Especially when they're going to take care of business.
Yeah.
Because
he
got rid of, whatchamacallit, wasn't there a couple, the White House has always had cats, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I'm told. I don't like the fact that he doesn't have a dog.
Yeah, I think it's weird. Do you have animals
really
at all?
Weird.
I had a dog, I had to put him down.
Oh, wow, I had to bring the show down.
Well, I'm trying to match your energy.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I think it's weird because every president, like, it's almost that. Like tradition that you have a dog, and that's the White House dog.
It, like, humanizes the war criminal, you know?
Yeah.
By having an animal.
Have something, you know, something for... A character that the kids are excited to meet if the president's not, oh, his fucking dog's here.
It's both.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
It's very, like, it's very, like, clinical and, like, not fun. Like, when you find out certain cultures don't like dogs.
Or they eat them.
Yeah, well, we found out in India they have a fucking whole festival where they just beat dogs to death in a pit.
Yeah. Wow, this is really taking a left turn, guys.
No, it's fine. It was going to get weird and racist. It's my show. I never get, like, if you don't like it, like, I feel like there's, like, an emptiness to people that don't like animals.
If you don't have that capacity.
Not that you need to have one.
I get that maybe you didn't grow up with them, so you don't get it. Like, you know, I've dated people that, like, didn't grow up with animals, and then, like, you know, all of a sudden they're introduced to my animals, and like, oh, this is the best ever, but... I don't know.
I grew up in that situation.
Right, where like we had
a dog, but it was for my dad's welding shop.
Mm-mm.
So the dog was not allowed in the house.
The dog had a job,
The dog lived in its house was in the shop.
To protect it, basically? To make sure. Okay.
And my dad thing, my dad would say to me when I was a kid, like if people had like a little dog, a dog's a tool. To protect the house. The little dog, just have a fucking rat. What's the difference?
All right.
My dad was always it was all tool-based.
Yeah.
When I was a little kid, I tried to wear my hat backwards because Bart Simpson did. I'm like, exactly. The hat is a tool to keep the sun out of your eyes. You wear your hat backwards, you're using a tool wrong. In this family, you use your tool right or it goes in the fucking garbage.
That's like
It's hard to argue.
I mean, I guess, but like, food is fuel, but it also is, you know.
The hat thing makes sense, though, because what if your hair looks bad that day?
Yeah.
Then you can spend 5 minutes and comb it?
No.
I'm just trying to take your dad's side here. As a father, I'm trying to take the father's side here.
Well, you don't have to worry about a bad hair day.
I don't, but I have kids that do.
Yeah, so...
If my son's a ginger, he better get his shit right. Mm. You can't be a redheaded kid and not have it look good. It's crazy.
What, did you have sex with one of the fires?
Yes, exactly. Out came this little ginger kid.
Do you have a firehouse dog? Are those things?
We don't, because we have some vaginas that are allergic to dogs. So
get rid of them, fired. Yeah.
I know. I feel like it's a prerequisite.
Yeah, that's part of getting through the academy.
Right.
Is passing the allergy test.
Although, after hanging out with
you guys. Actually, with dogs, it's a prerequisite.
Oh, Jesus. But I'm... I after being here with you guys though, and Shannon a couple of times, I feel like I need to get a cat now. I feel like I should just get a cat,
dude. They're so rewarding.
They really are. They pay rent. They really do.
Yeah, they everything you've heard about cats, that's on the person who has them. My cat meets me at the fucking door. He hears me get off the elevator, and he's at the door when I'm there. He follows me around like they're so affectionate.
Yeah, animals are a reflection of your energy, like 1,000%.
Yeah, if you've ever met a lady with a dog with anxiety,
she's got it.
If she doesn't have anxiety, I'll eat my hat.
Yeah, yeah.
Every disease a dog has, it's just their owner's disease, and they've assigned it to their animal through their actions.
Yeah, osmosis.
Kind of sounds like abuse.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, you ever meet shitty people?
Yeah.
Abused.
No, there's never been shitty people in my life.
No. Or people have like a fucking autistic dog or whatever the fuck they have.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you fucking got a weird one.
Yeah, yeah.
And you probably did some weird shit to it. Or there's a lot of tension in your head. Oh, right. He gets nervous. Oh, dude, have you ever read like when people, another Uber Eats thing, when they write the instructions, the Uber Eats driver, where it's like, I have a dog who has anxiety. Please leave the food 3 blocks down the street. Don't turn on your lights. Turn off your radio or my dog will eat my child.
Oh, it's funny that some of the Uber drivers, with the cultural stuff that you were talking about. So I used to go on a road with a comic who would bring their dog. And we would call an Uber, and sometimes the Uber would show up, and it was a little, like, thing. It wasn't a big dog, but like it was from one of those cultures that thought dogs were just dirty and filthy. Yeah. Immediately, the Uber driver was like, "Oh, I can't take you. You're not allowed to bring a dog." And it was always an argument. It's like, well, it's a service animal. Like, you can't say no. Like, but you would see the disgust in their face, and it just makes you hate them as a person. You're like, oh, you're just a bad person.
I just call.
Ever met an Indian guy with a dog?
Fair point. Fair point.
Ever met a Middle East, like just an Arab guy who loves his dog?
No,
I just haven't. I think it's just a cultural.
Yeah, and that's who usually it was.
I got in a fight with an Uber driver coming out of leaving Detroit.
Really?
And I got in a I'm not backing down fight.
Look at
so
you.
So I'm at this is what made me mad. I was at Airport Hilton, like for it was the one on like 5 minutes from the airport.
Yeah.
Guy pulls up. I go to put my fucking bag in his trunk. He goes, oh, my friend, airport? I go, yeah. He goes, no. I go, what? He goes, I don't go airport.
Oh, my God.
I was like, you're an Uber driver.
Why would I be staying here?
Well, A, you came to pick me up.
You saw the destination.
Yes.
It's there.
At the Airport Hilton. Right. I bet there was a good shot. I'm going to the airport.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he goes, no, my friend, I don't do airport. And I'm like, dude. I'm giving you money. You're driving me there. And he goes, no. I went, if you can explain to me in English why you won't go to this fucking airport, I will not get in your car right now. And he goes, it's bad. Airport, too many cars at the airport. And I went, you're taking me to the airport. And he went, no. And I shoved my bag in his trunk and slammed it. And I went, we're going to the airport. And I told him my hairline, and I went, and we're going. And we just drove in silence while I was steaming. And he drops me off fucking empty.
Yeah, no, literally.
It was a 1 p.m. flight. And he goes, I'm sorry, my friend. GPS sometimes send me wrong way, so I generally say no to all airport ride. How the fuck do you make money doing an Uber?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
He just didn't want to say he's on a no-fly list. So he just couldn't get anywhere near the airport.
Yeah, he doesn't have a passport.
I was so fucking furious. Like, that's one of the craziest.
Yeah, that's
I've had
insane.
Uber drivers in Newark tell me they won't go to Brooklyn, which I get.
I get.
Because if they don't have a New York license plate, they can't pick people up.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, yeah.
Right.
Now, do I write a Karen email and get money back from Uber for every time that happens? Sure. Why wouldn't I?
Right.
One time a guy wouldn't cancel. He tried to charge me, and I put both my hands on his hood and wouldn't let him go.
This sounds more, he's into more conflict than he let on earlier. When he was just like, I don't want, now he's like, I'm fucking holding cars down.
Well, when it comes to matters of money, I mean.
Yeah. I mean, also, just be nice. Mm-hmm. If the guy said to me, hey, you know what, dude, I'm so sorry. If I go into New York, I can't get rides. It's going to screw up my whole night.
Right.
Would you I hate to be this guy, but I got to turn you down. But let me cancel it so you don't get charged.
Easy. Right. Done. Don't care.
And I would go, oh, yeah, I'll wait.
Yeah.
Because you treated me like another human.
Uh-huh.
When you go, no, get out, buddy, no. All right. Then you're a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Delivery does have a lot to do with conflict.
How just be nice.
Yeah.
Just be nice.
Yeah.
That's all I fucking want.
You know Secrets in Ocean City, Maryland?
No, tell me about it.
So it's a trash bags paradise. It's like, you know, you just get drunk in the water all the time, you know. So you leave sopping wet, and I called an Uber there or from there. And the guy was like, "Are you guys wet?" And I was like, "Yes, we're coming from Secrets. Like, we're in wet bathing suits, you know." And he tried to charge me a $250 cleaning fee because when we got out of the car, his like seats were wet from it. And I said, I tried to avoid any kind of Karen emails, but I was getting my money back, like for the ride and the cleaning fee.
That's ridiculous.
I know. You're picking people up from a place that it's like, this is the place in the neighborhood where, you know, you're in water all day.
I had a friend who the Uber driver thought he was drunk. And I have this issue, too, because sleep apnea boy over here falls asleep a lot in Ubers. They soothe me.
Yep.
I get that, yeah.
And Uber drivers will think I'm passed out drunk. So I'll get to my destination and it's always, my friend, time to go! Like, they're, like, scared that I'm passed out, that they have to, like, wake me up.
It's a very gentle way to wake up.
And I had another friend who was a big boy, and he fell asleep, and the guy thought he was like, my friend, you drunk? Do not throw up. My friend. He said, no, man, I'm just tired. So then he sees that he got a fee, the $250 whatever, vomit cleanup fee. Dude, the guy just had food in the car, the Uber driver,
right?
And he dumped it all in the back seat and stirred it.
It was
literally like ramen and like a couple, like, what? You could tell it was not puke when you looked at it.
Right.
But he sent that picture in. To Uber.
Oh, man.
To try and bilk to it. Because I think they think if you're drunk, you're not going to remember.
Right. Of course. Or you're ashamed. So you're just like, okay, I'm not going to.
Because I've definitely had friends whose like girls puked in the car.
Right.
And they got to eat the fucking fee.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, because he just assumed he was drunk, he tried to fuck him.
That makes me want to blow up his car.
Give it time. It might do it on its own. All right. We got one or two more things to go here. Oh, here's a fun one. German soccer player's child bites referee testicles. Shannon?
Yes. So it was a German soccer match between FC... I can't say these two teams. It was canceled because, the referee was checking player identifications when a young child, reportedly the son of one of the players, approached him and bit his testicle. He described the incident, stating the child was warming up alongside the players, came closer, and suddenly delivered a sharp bite to his left testicle. He had so much pain that they decided to pause the match for another time.
That's awesome.
So many questions.
Got a kid. Are your kids biters?
No.
Were they biters?
No. My kids are, they're mouthy in a different way. Like, they just have the attitude. They don't assault, like, physically, but their mouth is rough.
Yeah.
But they don't bite testicles. That's crazy.
That's pre-planned.
Yeah.
I don't think he was like, I'm going to bite this man on the front of his leg and missed. That kid knew how to bite.
How old was the child?
I would have to assume young, right?
Like, six?
It doesn't say.
I don't.
I mean, he can't be that. I don't even think he's. Because that's.
He's testicle height.
I was going to say, based on the height.
Yeah, testicle height.
I don't know, man. That's. Where do you learn that? Like, to target that area?
Hey, those soccer hooligans, they're nasty. That might have been. That might have been pre-taught that you go for the nuts in a fight.
It sounds like a case of affluenza. Like, how wealthy are these soccer players? Like, is it like a rich, snobby little kid that's just like, I'm going to go around biting balls. Like, I don't really care, you know?
I would say maybe he thought the referee was the opponent.
Maybe, yeah, and you wanted dad to win.
Yeah, that would be my
assumption.
That's
actually kind of cute.
That he thought the referee.
Yeah.
That's a positive way to look at it.
Yeah, I mean, trying to help.
gay in training like that other kid, and that's just how he's
really bad at it.
You know?
Yeah, he's just really bad.
He's just learning how
he
it works.
He has no instincts.
He's like,
like this?
He hasn't been told not to use teeth yet.
Yeah, come on, buddy.
It's just a, see, bad parenting on his mom's part. That's what that is.
All right, we have a few. Oh, this is a fun video. Carnival ride malfunctions during school family fun day. Some of our favorite videos here on the show, which so is the, it's never a ride at a park. It's always a family fun. It's always a fly-by-night type of ride that a meth head had to put together.
Yeah.
And let's watch it, Shannon. Hey, guys. Today's episode is brought to you by Yo Kratom, home of the $60 kilo. If you do Kratom, if you don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many benefits, only get it from one place, YoKratom.com, because they have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at the network. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations, getting a little bit of Kratom at a time, and you barely know what's in there when you go to YoKratom.com. There's no promo code needed. Why? Because it's the best deal in the industry. $60 for a whole Kratom delivered right to your effing door. YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Let's get back into the show.
Oh.
Oh, good. It's still going.
Yeah.
It's going to wrap around.
Alarming video shows the moments a ride malfunctioned at a school carnival Friday in the Pico Union neighborhood. You can see some of the carriages falling and slamming into each other on a ride known as the Zipper. This was during Bishop Kennedy, Our Lady of Loretto High School's Family Fun Day. Witnesses say some of the riders were trapped for more than an hour. No injuries have been reported.
How?
Yeah.
Okay. So, did you even notice when they showed the employees in the blue shirts, they weren't panicked at all?
Not enough.
They just were standing there like, oh, this kind of sucks for those guys. Like, there was no panic. Like,
again?
It's not, exactly.
Yes, like, yes. It was like, oh, this is going to be annoying to deal with.
Also, it did look like the one that came loose was actually laid down very gently as it came around.
Yes,
like,
it did.
It didn't
that
slam.
One, yeah. Yes. But still, that's a...
Frightening.
I love that it was a church carnival fundraiser.
Yes.
I've been to many of those in my life. Like,
those are the scariest rides.
Oh, my God,
a
yeah.
shitty roller coaster is so much scarier than a great roller coaster.
Oh, 100%.
Like the one that you feel like you can slide out of at any moment. So fun.
Do you remember how old you were when you realized that the crackhead letting you on was the same guy in charge of putting the thing together?
Yeah.
I was like, much older.
Yeah. It finally hit me one day and I was like, I'm taking my life in their hands. Like, I'm putting it in their hands every time I get on one of these things.
Yep.
That's awful.
I was never scared of big roller coasters because my dad would work on shit. Like my dad's a welder and he knew people that designed those. So I'm like, oh, these guys are like putting research
physics.
In and shit.
Yeah.
And if it's not Six Flags where the ride just fucking doesn't work sometimes.
Right.
Because they got too ambitious. Was it King Ka just would not work half the time?
Right.
Yep.
I was like, oh, this is pretty safe. It's the ones where like, oh, we put this together this morning at 4 a.m. with like the IKEA tools.
Yeah. Any ride that came down 95.
Yeah.
And then it was put together in someone's lawn outside of a church building. You're like, is anybody testing these? Or they're just kind of like, that looks like it's how it's supposed to be put together.
Yeah, the permits have expired.
Yeah, there's no permits for those people.
But dude, those Gravitrons, that's so fun.
Is it the circle one that just keeps going?
Yeah, the Himalaya, that's fun as shit.
I don't do any of them.
Were you?
No?
I don't trust them.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you see that movie, was it called Roller Coaster, where the guy bombs the cyclone or whatever and all the people die on the roller coaster?
No, I'm unfamiliar. Yeah. Shannon, look it
it's
up.
It's like an 80s movie, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Terrifying. I forget. It's like escapes me the who the psychopath was, but I think it's called Roller Coaster, and that didn't scare me off from roller coasters. I was still
Final Destination will get you.
Final Destination, that was, you know, because that was like a big coaster that like shouldn't have fallen apart.
And then, well, then also like there's that meme that people talk about like. Our entire generation is afraid to drive behind log trucks.
Yeah. Valid.
Because that was so fucking scary.
Yeah, tanning beds, log trucks, workout equipment.
But I feel like there's real life cases of people dying with all those things.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah. 100%. But that's where they get the ideas from. I mean, it's this thing too. I mean, Disney and Universal in the last 6 months have each had like three deaths.
What is going on at Disney?
People
are like killing themselves at Disney.
Yeah, I'm convinced that Universal leaks the Disney deaths and Disney leaks the Universal
100%.
Deaths just to make sure everyone finds out how bad it is.
Yes.
Yeah, that one, that last lady, I think, jumped out of, she landed on the fucking monorail.
Yeah. Oh.
Which pisses everybody off because that's how you get around the fastest in that place. Yeah. They really slowed production. Like
I paid for a fast pass.
Yeah, and you're delaying everything.
Yeah.
But the one at Universal, I think the guy's head was like getting smashed around on the ride or something. Like he passed out, then too many blunt force, I think is what it was. I don't know. I don't want to get corrected by Shannon again.
There's, I think, was it Norton that talked about it in one of his specials? A guy lost his hat on a ride and he went to go find it.
Oh, yeah.
And it was one of those suspended coasters where your feet are dangling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the person broke their leg. They decapitated him so hard.
Yep.
It's crazy.
You imagine hitting a field goal with a guy's head while you're on a roller coaster. And then, like, you have to wear a cast. People are like, what happened to your leg? And you're like,
you should see the other guy.
my friend.
Because that's the first, every time you see somebody with a broken bone, your first instinct is go, oh, what happened?
Yeah.
And then now every day, every hour, they have to relive decapitating a man and shattering their foot.
Oh, God. My friend swears that at Six Flags on the Superman ride that her dad's thing became unbuckled and he had to like hold it. Because on Superman, you're like.
Yeah, you're flat.
Yeah, which is like. I think very scary. She swears that he had to like hold it tight to his.
That could have just been a dad story.
I know. I feel like he's lying to you. She goes, no, he was like freaking out.
That doesn't make sense either. Wouldn't he just fall?
Right, because at that velocity, how do you?
Yeah, I think your friend's dad is a
fibber.
Yeah, he's making a few tall tales for the kids. I was just talking. We were talking about that on the road. How. It was an entire group of people, and we all were convinced up until... I had this conversation with Naeem as well, that driving with the light on in the car was illegal.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where I learned that, or where I was told that.
All our parents lied and said, we'll get pulled over. Yeah. If you turn the light on in the car, we'll get pulled over, and I'll go to jail.
It's amazing.
And all of our parents collectively lied to... And I'm sure all their parents collectively lied to them and told them that, too.
Yeah. It's a beautiful allegory of generational trauma.
Because I was explaining, I didn't go to a comedy club till I was 21. Because my whole life, my mom told me it was 21 plus to see comedy because they serve alcohol and it's just like a bar. So I moved to the city when I was 17 and I never went and saw comedy because I was convinced I had to be 21.
Wow.
That's so funny.
And then I went. Started working at comedy clubs, and there's like 11-year-olds coming in with their parents. I'm like, this fucking bitch just didn't want to see comedy. Fucking lied to me. Lied to my goddamn face.
Scarred you for life. By the way, you speak very intelligently.
Really?
I feel like you're way smarter than I am.
Kelly's very eloquent.
I'm very smart presenting. Yeah.
I know that feeling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because then we both probably have imposter syndrome about it.
Oh, 100%.
And they're like, oh, I'm a fucking idiot. I do that all the time. Like, oh, I'm the dumbest person I know.
Yeah.
And people see right through me.
Uh-huh.
I'm such a fucking pontificating shithead. Oh, I do that just to myself constantly. All right. Shannon, did you get the story of this Clifton bar?
I did find a little bit about it.
It seems like some real shenanigans went down.
Yeah. So the one thing, let me just pull up your thing here real quick. And then, so I found here. That's okay to share this. It says, for the first time ever in 8 years, our Instagram page is now public. Follow if you'd like, unfollow if you'd like. We don't give a fuck. It's time for everyone to see that we are not the problem. So what I saw was apparently 8 years ago, they had a pool inside the bar and it was upcoming holidays like Labor Day and one other holiday. And they had New York versus Chicago and they had you bet on how many shootings there would be in either city.
And where is this bar?
Long Island.
Excellent.
Yeah. Nice.
Patchogue.
Okay.
How you say it?
Yep.
Yeah. So it seems like that's, and then they're like an industry bar. So it's like, you know, people that work in the service industry, they're open really late. But yeah, it seems like they just kind of, they do like, you know, funny stuff that I guess isn't politically correct.
But they opened, so basically they've been posting specifically something happened on Halloween, right?
Oh, hold on. I didn't see that.
Yeah. Go back to, they had to, at the last minute, change their policy to 30 plus.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
Because there were roaming groups of people partying and destroying bars or something like that, Shannon. If you go back to their page, it should be like the second or third post.
Okay.
And then I think they were like, we're going to show videos of what was happening.
Right.
And they, yes, Halloween night was one of the worst examples of public behavior we have ever witnessed in downtown Patchogue Village. I'd like to thank the Clifton customers for understanding that we had to change our door policy last minute to 30-plus in order to protect ourselves and our customers from what we can only describe as a mob of some of the most disrespectful people on Long Island. Impressive. Please be safe out there the remainder of the weekend, but always keep in mind that this is Patchogue. And so now they've been posted, like, go to the X that out, Shannon. Some fan submissions from Friday. They're literally telling people, sell your house, sell your car, sell your business, get out of Patchogue. Yep. That's Long Island.
Let him rock out.
All right, go back.
Oh, well, there you go.
There we go. Go back.
He sent it to the wrong person.
Yep.
Yep.
Fireman Ronnie. Uh-oh, it's never good when you see a bunch of fat girls in tight clothes running. That's never a good sign. All right, go back, Shannon, to their just regular page. Yeah, there we go, go down. Yep, had to be a 30. Oh, here we go.
Sorry.
No, that's great.
We got our first Patchogue stabbing of the night.
Yeah, so basically this bar is just
a problem. It's got a problem.
10 p.m. Got some police tape.
All right, great. Scroll down a little. Let me see. Yeah, it looks like that.
Are bars legally allowed to enforce like a... Because I remember there was a bar in Hoboken that was 25 plus, and people would be like, you can't do that. Oh my God, look at that.
But also, okay, now imagine me walking
It'll come
out
back up
like,
in a second.
You guys know this is here. I have no idea. What the fuck is going on? Who is this bitch?
Oh, that's a doll.
Oh, okay. I was like, wait a minute. Whoa.
That might have...
That caught me at first.
Robbie Bernstein might have kicked that out of his passenger seat.
Jesus.
So I've heard. I know we had one of those here, and it went missing.
Oh, my God. That is correct.
And that was the suspect numero uno. All right. Thank you, Shannon. That was suspect numero uno, Robbie the Fire Bernstein, who we believe may have... snuck away with such and such. It was a life-size person, so it had to be a hilarious getaway.
Yeah.
Like, that's a lot. You have to put it, like, in the front seat.
Do they have the weight of a person? Like
Shannon, it was pretty heavy.
It was really heavy, but it was just, like, the torso, like, torso kind of area of it. But, yeah, it did disappear.
Yeah, it didn't last long here.
Yeah, maybe it was just practicing.
And knowing how quickly booze leaves here, I'd imagine it left with a few DNA samples in it. I'm going to take a wild guess, Shannon, and say that that thing left with a few loads in it. Yeah. What do you think?
I think that's true.
So it was heavier than after.
But at least, at least the last person to potentially use it got rid of it. I think that's a good thing.
Ugh, multiple people using it. That
sharing
dummy needs
caring.
To fill out a police report. It was violated.
I wonder if there's a way to do like to turn it into like a luge, like you know how they do ice luges,
right?
I wonder if there's a way to like pour liquor in the mouth of it and it comes out the pussy.
Oh yeah,
yeah. I'm sure that you got a drill. You probably you probably need some tools.
Yeah,
yeah.
Because we did on Skanks the other night. I got a guy to drink juice out of his fleshlight.
What?
Oh.
He had his fleshlight on his desk. I was like, you should pour a drink in it and drink it in front of us.
I just can't with fluids. It's so gross.
Sorry. would you bang a life-size doll?
No, probably not. Not it's not judging. I just noises. I'm into moans. That's what that kind of turned me on.
Ghosts.
Yeah. You put on like a haunted house, maybe I could. Sounds, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I need something.
I was working in the lab. You know what I would want to try? You know the ones that are just butts.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, we just lay it there.
They're just big. They're flat, so you can put them like a desk.
Yep.
I feel like I could really do some damage on that.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be like a leverage. Like, I really, yeah, I would give that a try before the whole person.
Yeah, because then it's weird. Like, you have to put its hand on your, like, neck if you really want to. There it is.
I could give that a spin.
Shannon, how much would you charge somebody if they wanted to do a mold of your butt to turn it into that? So they could have their own fun without you being there.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. It costs a lot to do that, so they must have a lot of money, which means I can ask for more. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't be a crazy amount. Maybe like $500.
I was thinking higher.
But there's no proof that it's mine.
Would you sign it?
Yeah. I'll sign it.
The tramp stamp could be your signature on the lower back?
Sure.
No, we'll do a thing is tramp stamp.
Dang.
Shannon, you should sell that.
Yeah, put it on the Gas Digital shop.
Yeah, just high end. It'll be made to order.
I mean, I could just sell this one and pretend.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
It's not the same.
It's black.
The special order.
Shannon's big black ass. Shannon, get out of here with your black ass.
It's all about the special order. That's what makes it worth the money.
Shannon's ass keeps stealing from Sephora. All right. I think we are about done, my friends. Thank you so much to my wonderful guests, Damian Speranza and Kelly Taylor. Please check them out. Support their comedy. And I will be back here on Wednesday. Thank you so much to the staff and everybody. Here at Gas. I fucking love you guys very much. Shannon and Jorge, you guys do a great job, but I'm very lucky. And we'll see you on Wednesday here on the Zoo. Bye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop a bagel, chug it down. Just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico's Morning Zoo. Zach Amico.